Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Just as the corn plant tells a story, so do the parts of an engine or machine. By reading the components, a wealth of information can be gleaned, and a costly failure in both time and money can often be avoided. When you are working on something, you need to pay attention to every detail. Once you train yourself, it will become second nature. Examination of parts can be feeling with your fingers, studying them up close, or even smelling them. You will be amazed how much you could determine by simply running your finger over a surface, into a port, or on a tapered roller bearing. Threading a bolt in and then using a hand instead of an air tool will determine thread integrity and cleanliness. If you do use an air tool, then listen to its sound and acknowledge when it changes as an indicator of a difference. Do not just keep the trigger pulled and let it work through the spot. The following are areas I like to pay particular attention to. If the tailpipe is especially sooty or carboned up, the engine is running rich or misfiring. Are there any signs of oil? I take a clean rag with no odor on it and place it to the exhaust of a running engine for a few seconds and then smell it. You can often detect an internal coolant leak, excessive oil consumption without any signs of visible smoke or a rich condition. If the gasket comes off in one piece or nearly so, look for even compression and marks from the outer mating surfaces. Examine the part surface for an even imprint of the gasket. This will determine if there is excessive variation in the surface that does not allow for the prescribed compression. Stains or signs of varnish around the float bowl or any other part of a carburetor indicates a potential leak. An excessive amount of fuel dust indicates moisture coming from either an injection pump or a nozzle. Take a sample of a fluid from the dipstick and rub it between your fingers. Study it for particles and then check the smell. When it comes to bearings, slowly turning them by hand, feeling for roughness or tight spots is very important. Applying this logic will keep your farm running smoothly and will avoid profit-robbing breakdowns.